somewhere far off to the north, Freud was publishing his interpretation of dreams, and a poor schoolteacher in Spain began writing his first poems which were also about dreams. The schoolteacher is Antonio Machado, later to be recognized as the greatest of Spanish poets. In this sequence of poems, Señor Machado delves deeply into dreams, descends into them, looks to them for guidance, and goes downward farther and farther until he finds water. The water he has found is refreshing, renewing, the water of a new life. The clamoring demands of the world obsess our psyches, terrorize our soul, and offer to use up all the time available. Each person needs then, early on, to go inside, far enough inside to water the plants, to awaken the animals, to become friends with the desires, to sense what Machado calls the living pulse of the spirit, to start the fire in the heart, and to close the door so that what is inside us has sufficient power to hold its own against the forces longing to invade. And what does Señor Machado find there in the quiet depths of his being? In his own words, there the good and silent spirits of life are waiting for you, and one day they will carry you to a garden of eternal spring. And in the golden poplars far off, the shadow is love, love is waiting for you. But Machado also calls this a marvelous error. For the Westerner, after centuries of extroverted science and determined philosophical attempts to remove soul from all of our intellectual pursuits, sees inside himself and sees what the ancients saw, but can hardly believe it. He confesses he must be seeing wrong. It must be an error. Now close your eyes and listen to Antonio Machado as translated by Robert Bly. Last night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt, marvelous error, that a spring was breaking out in my heart. I said, along what secret aqueduct, O water, are you coming to me, water of a new life that I have never drunk? Last night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt, marvelous error, that I had a beehive here inside my heart, and the golden bees were making white combs and sweet honey from my old failures. Last night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt, marvelous error, that a fiery sun was giving light inside my heart. It was fiery because I felt warmth as from a heart, and sun because it gave light and brought tears to my eyes. Last night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt, marvelous error, that it was God I had here inside my heart. On this day, honoring resurrection, let us consider Antonio Machado's approach to rebirth and renewal. Let us spend a moment in silent reflection on golden bees making white combs and sweet honey from our old failures.